right, Meredith, today I would love an answer to the question, how to avoid common trust errors.
Yes, that's a great topic. Hi there, my name is Meredith Bott. I am an attorney and I practice in the fields of estate planning, probate, and trust administration. Thank you for watching or listening to our podcast. We're going to talk about the common trust errors. I know a lot of people already have trust, and that's great. That's always a good first step. But there's always other things that you kind of don't even think about. It's creating the trust, but then also doing things after the trust is created, as well as maintaining the trust. It's similar to your car. We have to have a few tune-ups here and there, and it's not just kind of letting it go and get stale a little bit. So mistakes are five. We're going to talk about number one is creating the trust, but then forgetting to put funds in the trust account or actually funding the trust. That is really the biggest mistake. What it means is you can create the best document ever and you sign it and you walk away and you're thinking you're all done. And most people think that. But number two step in creating a trust is just as important. When you create a trust is actually funding it. So what does that mean? It means that you want to have your assets connected to your trust somehow, whether it's retitled into the trust or the trust is the beneficiary of those accounts. So for instance, with your house, with anything real estate related, we want them to be retitled into the trust. That means we're going to actually prepare a deed that says John Doe going to John Doe Trust, and then we file it with the county that the residence is in. So that has to be done typically through an attorney. And then if you have multiple real estate in other states, then certainly work with your lawyer to get those assets in trust. Otherwise, we're opening probate in all those states. As you may recall, when you created a trust, it's generally to avoid probate. So all of these errors are, of course, to avoid probate, to avoid it, and we want to correct these errors. The other types of accounts or assets that you might own are bank accounts. Those are obviously typical. We all have checking and savings accounts. We always recommend that you put the trust as the beneficiary of those accounts. So it's called typically at a bank, a transfer on death or payable on death. So you would put the John Doe trust after husband and wife died, if it's a joint account, or upon your death, if it's a single account. If you have life insurance or retirement accounts, 403Bs, IRAs, 401Ks, there's lots of different things, annuities. Those are accounts that have beneficiary designations. I recommend that you put, if you're married, spouses will be first beneficiary, and then you put the trust as your second beneficiary. I know it's very common for people to think, I'll just put my kids on there as beneficiary. And it sounds good, simple. However, once you do that, you can no longer kind of help control how that money goes to them, not only for their future. Maybe they end up having some type of drug or alcohol addiction, and now that money is being used for that. Or they get their inheritance, they get into a car accident, and all of a sudden they get sued, and now that money is available for that lawsuit. So really important to create a trust, but actually fund the trust. So that is mistake number one, is don't forget to fund the trust. Number two is naming the wrong person as your trustee. So that happens, right? Parents typically say, oh, I'll just put my oldest child there because it's just right. You just want to keep it in birth order. But what if your oldest son is not really the appropriate person? What if their oldest son is just not financially savvy and might take that role and use it as a power trip, for all other way to express it? Is it may just be the wrong person. I've had families fight for all the assets because the trustee was just a difficult person to handle it. Or they might have even done even egregious things like steal money from the trust and taking it away from the rest of the family. The person you choose as trustee can actually use the money, use the assets if you are disabled. If you have a stroke or you have Alzheimer's, now this person that you've chosen has access to that money because you're no longer able to make decisions, and they can pay your bills, but they could also start writing checks to themselves or to anyone. So that person that you choose as trustee is such a key position. And if you pick the wrong person, it could be a huge mistake for the whole family. Okay. Number three is disliking the spouse of your beneficiary. I know that seems crazy, but when you create a trust and now you have, you know, family members, whether it's your children or nieces, nephews, and you think, I'm giving that money to them. But once you give them that money outright, usually in the documents, I see it all the time, give them their money. There's no strings attached. Give it to them directly. If you were not so keen on their spouse that they've chosen, then you should make sure that the trust actually has some provisions that says it's only for you or your children, not to the spouse, right? And you can do that. You can do that. It's your money. So why should it go improperly or inadvertently to the wrong person? So it could be held in trust, used for your child or niece and nephew. And then when he or she dies, it could go downwards to the next level, which might be your grandnephews or grandchildren. Okay, it doesn't have to go to the spouse of that person. Another scenario could be you give that money to your child. They take it and put it into a joint account with their spouse. So maybe it's $500,000. They put it into their joint account with their spouse. A year later, they file for divorce. You were not thinking you were funding the ex of your beneficiary's lifestyle, right? You weren't thinking that was going to happen, but it can happen if you don't properly put the right instructions in your trust. So the mistake of, yeah, I kind of don't like the spouse of my beneficiary, then let's make sure that money never goes to him or her. If you're really adamant about that, there's ways to do it, and you could do it legally and with the proper instruction. Okay. Number four is choosing the wrong type of trust account when you're kind of dealing with the trust. So what that means is usually when it comes to trust, kind of creating trust for people, you definitely want to choose accounts that will be able to use either for future, for the person, depending on the person who's the beneficiary, or for the person who's like needing it immediately. So what does that mean? You'll definitely, you know, it's just like with investments, you'll plan differently when you're planning for a special needs child versus you're planning for maybe a 65, 70-year-old adult who needs the money immediately as opposed to in the future, right? So the way you invest might be a little bit different, right? You might be a little more long-term growth oriented versus, oh, we might want to keep it a little more in cash because we need the money sooner rather than later. So the mistake is just knowing your, you know, kind of like knowing your beneficiary, knowing your audience of who is getting this money, because tax-wise, there might be some consequences, but then also just the ability to get access to the money is really important. So number four of choosing the wrong type of trust account is really a huge, huge thing to think about. Number five, last but not least, is thinking that all you need is a trust and nothing more. Now that's the big myth. And really people think, oh yeah, I already created trust, done, you know, they're ready to go. I'm a big fan of protecting your whole estate, your whole, you know, your family in the event of death, but then also disability. So the other two documents that are just as important as a trust is powers of attorney. So one is for healthcare decisions and one is for financial decisions. So you definitely want to make sure that this is a situation where you're still alive, you have dementia, you have a stroke, and somebody still needs to pay your bills, and somebody needs to talk to doctors and decide on what facility you're living in or anything that pertains to your health. So those are such important roles. And if you don't choose that person, if there's no one authorized to do so, And basically what happens is we go to court once again. It always lands in court if there's no documents that are saying it otherwise. And it's called a guardianship. And it's very expensive, very time consuming, and certainly you want to avoid it. So definitely have, not only do you have a trust, but have powers of attorney for healthcare and for property. And then the other main document as part of your estate plan is a will. So the last will and testament is still important when you have a trust. It's just called a pour over will, P-O-U-R. It means that anything that you didn't put into your trust will get poured over to your trust. This type of will is very short and simple. It actually doesn't have any dispositive or distribution provisions. It just says, give everything to my trust. But it goes hand in hand. It works together with the trust. So if you have a living trust and you don't have a will, there's an issue there. You should always have the will, the trust, and these powers of attorney for property and for health care. So those are all the important things that you have to consider. So how to avoid common trust errors is mistake number one, forgetting to put the funds in the trust account. Number two, naming the wrong person. That's very important. You don't want to do that. Number three is when you're disliking the person, the spouse of the person you're giving to. So protect around that. Number four is choosing the wrong type of trust account. Very important. And lastly, number five, thinking that your trust is the only document you need. That is a myth and that's incorrect. So definitely do something about that if you only have a trust by itself. But that's it. I'm Meritus Bott. You certainly can call us or check out our website and get more information, but feel free to call us for a free consultation and we certainly can review your current situation and what your objectives are and see what we can do to improve it. Have a great day and thanks for watching.